Welcome to Episode 9 of the VoiceOver on Linux podcast, introducing FFmpeg. In this episode, we'll explore FFmpeg and how to leverage it to produce your final product. Here's today's audio technology factoid. When you hear the technical term audio format, it's helpful to know what it means. Raw audio is usually in the form of pulse code modulation, or PCM, the same thing used in telecommunication systems. PCM is what is on CDs and in most WAV files. It consists of discrete binary values that correspond to the amplitude of specific points in the analog audio. These PCM values are placed in wrappers such as WAV or Apple's AIFF files, but the actual audio content is still in straight PCM form. Audio can be compressed to make it smaller. The free lossless audio codec, or FLAC, format compresses the PCM values but without losing any of the original captured sound. Lossy compression is when some of the sound is removed to make the file smaller, for storage or transmission. One technique is to remove PCM information that the human ear cannot hear before compressing what is left. Examples are MP3 and Vorbis files in OGG containers, thus OGG Vorbis. The takeaway is that if your client will accept lossless file formats such as WAV or AIFF, it is best to send your products in one of those formats. The file sizes will be larger, but the quality increase is definitely noticeable. Often, however, files are required in the near-ubiquitous MP3 format. Having your original audio captured in a lossless format in the beginning will help mitigate the lossiness of the final MP3s. Today's feature Linux audio tip is FFmpeg, a very fast video and audio converter that can also handle streaming. The name comes from putting the expression fast forward in front of the name for the MPEG standards, but FFmpeg converts between many different formats, not just MPEG. You can even convert a short video into an animated GIF by using the same syntax for audio format conversion. FFmpeg is a command line utility, and fortunately there is a lot of documentation available, starting with the FFmpeg man page. Good uses of FFmpeg in voiceover work are to set the bitrate and other client-required parameters when producing the final product. For example, you could record your original takes in WAV format to capture your audio in better quality, and then convert your completed work to MP3 for final delivery. I think it's always good practice to record the original in the maximum values you could possibly imagine might be needed at the end, and then use FFmpeg to downconvert them if necessary. Here's the basic syntax for most any FFmpeg conversion. FFmpeg-i, input file and format, output file and format. The formats are indicated by the file extensions, such as .wav and .mp3. No guesswork, no weird stuff to remember. Add some option switches to control the output. For example, to set the sampling rate, add -AR44100 before the output file name to set the sampling rate to 44.1 kHz. To set the output bit rate, add -B:A192000 before the output file name to set the output bit rate to 192 kilobits per second. You can even use FFmpeg to encode two output files simultaneously, each with different settings, all with one command using the same source file. The map option switch is what comes in handy there. If you need to mix some audio from a video for a voice project, the same basic syntax produces a sound file from the source video file. You can then dub and mix as needed in your sound project without altering the original video file. FFmpeg does dozens of other things that are not audio related, but even for voice work only, FFmpeg is a worthy keeper for your audio toolbox. Next time, we'll cover how the bash shell is your friend. That's it for now. Happy audio work. Thanks for joining me for this exploration of open source audio tech tools and their practical use in voiceover work. Feel free to check out my profile and demos at marwok.voices.com and voice123.com/marwok. You can also find me on ACX and audible.com by searching for Mark Caldwell Walker.